It's the Sean Clixner Show.
All right, let's do it. You know how we go. You know the drill. It is the Sean Clixner Show. We are back. We are live tonight. Exciting times to be back here on News 96.5 WDBO here at night. I love you guys. Thank you for sticking with us here. We have lots to talk about, but I want to jump right into it and start with more of a local thing I've been keeping my eye on over the past couple of months, and it finally like hit ahead. So what are your thoughts about law enforcement as a whole? That's what we're going to talk about as one of our main stories tonight. More importantly, in your local community. So wherever you're at, whatever county you're in, the cops in your county, how are they? Do you like them? Do you trust them? Do you know a cop in your county? Are you a cop in your county? And what we're going to talk about tonight is specifically Brevard County Sheriff's Office. But it all ties into this story that's broke where a cop basically held down a guy, put his foot on or knee on his neck, and the guy was gasping for air and he ended up killing him. And it's blown up into a whole thing now. Police brutality. There is some terrible police officers out there, but there's some really good ones as well. And I'd love for you to share stories. I'd actually love if a police officer is listening right now to give me a call, 844-220-0965, and just chat for a little bit, because there's a lot of misconceptions people have over officers of the law. But specifically here in Orlando, in our community here, I want to hear your thoughts about how you feel our police officers do. And there's a couple different counties, and every little city has their own little police kind of community, as I'm sure they call it. Winter Garden, Winter Park, Osceola County, Brevard County. So let's talk about that tonight. Welcome to the program. I'm Sean. I'm your host here. Thanks for joining me tonight. We're live and local in Orlando, Florida, every weeknight at 10 o'clock p.m. I want you to get involved in the show tonight, because that's really what's going to drive tonight's conversation. And you can do so by leaving us an open mic on the News 96.5 app. You can call us 844-220-0965. Or you can join us in our chat room, youtube.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, or hit us up on Facebook at News 96.5, our Facebook page, our chat already giving their thoughts on police. Jonah saying F the police. Actually, he uses the full word, which is why you should join us on our chat, because you can use those full words, and I accept it. F the police. Jonah saying the police are basically just babysitters for adults. So a lot of opinions here. Mercedes saying here in my town, the cops are not terrible. Police not seen in good light at the moment in America, says Mark. So, and Mercedes back in that saying hell no to Mark. So want to know your thoughts. Again, that number 844-220-0965. We've got my main squeeze here tonight. Our producer, Ronald, in the house. Clap it up for Ronald. Give yourself like a, do we have a sound effect for you? You play him. There we go. Yeah. Golf clap for Ronald here.
Yeah.
Tams in the chat says, oof, this is going to be an interesting show. I'm not looking forward to it. LOL. It is going to be an interesting show, because right now the police are painted very poorly because of one situation going on. Right. And so we paint every police officer in the light of one bad cop. You hear of a good cop, but you just think like, oh, what a hero, and you move on from it. You know, a good cop doesn't get all of the cops to be painted good. You know, you could have 100 good cops. The moment you have a bad cop, it's like cops are bad. And specifically in the Brevard County area, the sheriff's office has a very unique way of doing law enforcement that I want to get into at some point in this hour on the Sean Clixner Show. But first, I want to take your calls, 844-220-0965. Let's start with Jim. Jim, you are on the Sean Clixner Show. How are you, my friend? Jim.
Hello?
Jim.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Jim. Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Jim? Hello? Jim?
Hello?
Jim? Hello? Jim? Can you hear me, Jim? Jim?
Yes.
Hey, Jim.
I can hear you.
Hey, Jim, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
You can hear me, right?
Yeah, last time, and then I'm hanging up on you. Come on, I want to talk to you, Jim. What you got?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he's trying to pull what I pulled on my Friday night shows on this psychic show. I have the Sean Klitzner Psychic Edition every Friday night. We actually won't do it this Friday. We're tweaking it just a little bit. Maybe we'll include it during the week. But Jim trying to pull a fast one. It's not going to work, man. All right? You can't trick a trickster, bro. All right? 844-220-0965. Want to talk cops. Now, we have a retired police officer on the line, Donald. Hello to Donald. Welcome to the Sean Klitzner Show, my friend.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. If you can just turn down the radio in the background so we don't get that echo.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
So you are a retired police officer, and so this must be a really big thing for you, even though you're no longer with the squad. I mean, you're still affected by the negative impact police officers have, right?
Yes, I am.
Do you understand why the bad rep happens to police officers? I mean, have you seen it firsthand from former fellow officers?
I do understand, and sometimes I'm sure you know this. Sometimes you create your own problems. I think and just to respond on that, we're living in a time now where a lot of things that were done, people didn't get a chance to see. Now, people have cameras and they have phones and they can video you and they can. And now people getting an opportunity, a chance to see that in anything that you do in life, you're going to have those people that are good and that's going to do it right. And then you're going to have those that are bad and that's going to do it wrong. You know, and there's no way of getting around that.
So what you're saying, because I couldn't agree with you more, Donald, what you're saying is that possibly, maybe I don't want to put words in your mouth, but the actions of everyone in life hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed is now we have almost a real-time view of how people are. There's no more hiding behind your word against mine. So police officers, it's not that, oh, they've gotten worse over the years. It's just that they're no longer able to say, well, he was resisting arrest or he had a gun held at me. It's like, no, we have video. We have three people, citizens, taking video. What you did was wrong, and now they're being held accountable for their actions. That's the bad ones, right?
Right, and the thing is this, you got to have proper training. I mean, let's just take that incident for an example.
Yeah.
Think of all the ways that could have been avoided. Let's say had he had a taser. I haven't met one person now, and being in law enforcement, I can remember having a sergeant that would simply say to you, if there's anyone in this room right now who think that I can shoot you with this taser and you're going to get up off the ground and still want to fight with me, even after I tell you I'm going to shoot you again, if there's one of you in here that would do that, you stand up right now. No one will stand up. Why? Because if he had that taser could have ended all of that real quick because you got a 5-second burst of 50,000 volts. You're going to drop to the ground. All that officer has to do is say, listen, put your hands behind your back. Do as I ask you to do. If you resist me, I'm going to shoot you again. I guarantee you that person won't do it a second time. Now, that's just one incident, one way that could have been avoided. The second way, I think that law enforcement have to keep in mind, people have different medical problems. They have different medical things that's going on with them. Case in point, if you have a person that has very low iron, so it doesn't take much to put your body weight on them and they can't breathe. Why? Because iron carries oxygen to the body. If you have low iron in your body and now an officer is sitting on your back and you're saying, hey, I can't breathe, you got to get off that person because he probably, if he's telling you he can't breathe. And you don't have to worry about him fighting you when he get up. Why? Because he's going to be too busy trying to get breath to stay alive. So, you know, it's a lot of things that the officers need to know when they're engaged in that type of activity, as well as having the proper training and knowing what they do. Now, you know, if you got someone that's just got a messed up attitude that just don't know how to deal with people, that person, and it doesn't take long for you to figure out who that person is, you need to get rid of them because all they're going to do they're going to be bad for your department. They're going to be bad for the community. They're going to be bad for everything that you stand for. And as a law enforcement officer, I really don't want you working with me.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as that.
Now, hold on. You broke it down into 2 points. Let's start with point number two. I want to come to the defense of a police officer in that situation. If a police officer has their weight on a human being and the human being is saying, get off me, I can't breathe. As a police officer, if I was a criminal with a gun that was hidden and I wanted my one shot, I would say I can't breathe if I knew the police officer would just get off me. So to the police officer's defense in that situation, maybe he has to be just a little lighter or he has to always maintain control. But you're right. He could have loosened up his grip on him or whatnot. But going back to the first point, I think that would solve everything. The taser. Now, you sound like a pretty tough guy, Donald. Did you carry a taser when you were an officer?
Well, that's it. I'm not a tough guy. I try to live by three things. I try to do those things, which is morally, ethically, and legally correct.
Right, but I just want to get to a quick point here. Did you carry a taser when you were an officer?
Yes, I carried a taser.
In order to carry a taser, you have to get shot by a taser. Is that correct?
No, not always.
Okay.
But I volunteered because I wanted to see what would it feel like being shot with that taser.
Exactly.
And I had a chance to feel it, and it's not a good feeling.
No, not at all. And it doesn't sound like you were ready to get up after you get shot with a taser. You understand what that's going to do to a human being.
Oh, man, if you tell me I'm going to bang you again with it, listen, you throw me a handcuff and I'll handcuff myself.
Well, Donald, thank you for giving us a call tonight. Your perspective has been great when it comes to this, so I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Love you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks. Love you, too. Take care.
Bye-bye. See, anybody can share love here on the Sean Klitzner Show, 844-220-0965. You know, one interesting thing, he said a lot of very interesting things, but one really specific thing was the usage of cameras and social media and everybody being a reporter. Everybody being somebody who's going to capture that viral moment on their cameras. It's everywhere now, so you can't escape it. Well, Brevard County Sheriff's Office, they have a unique way of doing law enforcement. They are truly marketers as well as being police officers. They've created entertainment out of their Facebook page, and it's quite incredible. You either really like it or you really don't, but all of their stuff does pretty well. That said, they sometimes do things a bit to the extreme. Like, there was this live video recently posted from the Brevard County Sheriff's Office where a bunch of officers, live on Facebook, were standing outside of a home. Okay? Now, they were sick of being called to this home for issues, so this is the beginning of this video. Take a listen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sheriff Wayne Ivey of the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. And this afternoon, I'm standing in front of a house at 4295 Delaspine Road in Port St. John that has become a complete nuisance to its neighborhood and our agency. This house and the overwhelming majority of the people in it are a constant disruption and a pain in the butt to their neighbors, the children in this area, and to be honest, your taxpayer dollars, as our agency has now responded to almost 100 calls for service at this address in the past 12 months.
I honestly thought that they were at some point going to break out, like do a flash dance or something. Anyway, he goes on and on, but he's live outside of this home, and he ends the entire thing with this.
And that's exactly what this is, a pet project that is targeting those that commit crimes at this address. I can assure you that Commander Woolsey and his team would like nothing better than to put bad people in jail that are at this residence causing problems for their neighbors. So starting right now, the house you see behind me at 4295 Delaspine Road in Port St. John, Florida, is on his hit list as well, as we are sick and tired of you causing your neighbors to live in constant fear for themselves and their children. Now grow up and start being a productive member of society, because if you can't, you'll be working on my chain gang very soon.
Whoa.
And we'll have no remorse in locking you and your little dope-dealing friends.
This was live. He was live on Facebook, and it was flawless, as if he memorized a 3.5-minute script. It was pretty impressive. But is this the new age of police enforcement? Do you agree with the approach? I mean, is this extreme? He's calling out a house live on Facebook with the house behind him, giving the address, doesn't that present kind of a danger to the neighbors if they don't agree with police officers to go to that neighborhood and just cause more of a ruckus? Or the people inside the house? Even if they are doing things illegal, aren't you soliciting others to kind of take action if they're fed up as well? Like, oh, well, you know, I have the police on my side here. So you're giving the masses a problem to deal with. What are your thoughts about the way Brevard County Sheriff's Office is handling this specific situation? Some of their stuff is interesting. They have a wheel of like people who are on the run, and each week they spin the wheel and it lands on a face, and it's like, this is our guy of the week that we're trying to catch. Turn yourself in. They gamify the law. A lot of it I find is interesting, but does it go too far? So let me know your thoughts on this. Do police just need to be police? 844-220-0965. Or do you think that this lighter approach is actually really good for the community? Let me know.
The Sean Klitzner Show.
Hello. Welcome back to the Sean Klitzner Show. How are you? Now, we have a couple of open mics I got to share with you. Here's one to start. This is from, we're calling him, I guess, Special John here. Because he always leaves me an intro for the Sean Klitzner Show. So let's take a listen.
This is John from Orlando. Your announcer for the Sean
Klitzner
Show.
Unofficial.
Now,
announcer.
Here is your radio host.
Oh, boy.
He is Shawnee.
Thank you. Thank you, Special John, with the introduction. All right. Here's another that came in as well, and I think that this intro is phenomenal. This is actually officially our producer Ronald's intro here.
Hey, I just got a question for Ronald.
Oh, we got a question for Ronald, but it cut off here. I can't seem to find it. All right. Well, listen, before the break, we're talking about police officers, and there's two stories going on. One is a story about in Minneapolis. Where was it? Minneapolis? Where a police officer put all of his weight on this guy's neck and completely knocked him out, unconscious. He couldn't breathe, and then he killed him. And then the other part of it is how police as a whole, how you feel about them in our community here in Orlando. So two separate issues here. And we did get some comments. This one, first one is regarding the police officer who killed a helpless human being.
Yeah, the way I see it, that cop in Minneapolis was dead wrong. He was dead wrong. He did it on purpose. He needs to go to jail. He needs to have a life sentence. Sean Klitzner, great show, great topic. Keep it up. Thank you for everything you do.
Yeah, so he says he needs to go to jail. You know, there's something with police officers where they are somewhat protected, it seems like. And they end up getting a slap on the wrist. I don't know what's going to happen in this case, because this case, I mean, this is a big one. If you've seen the video, it's kind of a big deal that the police brutality is just taken to the next level, and it doesn't need to be in this situation. Now, we're also asking about local community and our local law enforcement here. And this open mic came in, I think, regarding that.
Plain and simple, if you're not doing anything wrong and you're not looking over your shoulder, you don't have to worry about the police. They're there for a reason. We need them. We appreciate them. And they've been doing a great thing as far as I can see. Yes, there are some bad ones out there. And that's what anything in this world. You got to take the good with the bad. But from my standpoint, I appreciate them.
Yeah, I know you appreciate them. You said, you know, in the beginning of this, you said,
not doing anything wrong. And
you're not doing anything
shoulder.
Wrong and you're not looking over your shoulder. I think that's where a lot of people will disagree with you. Some people don't have to look over their shoulder and they feel fine. But other people feel like they could be doing nothing wrong and they could be harassed by police. So, you know, we spoke to a retired police officer earlier in the show. There are some good cops. There are some bad cops. Let's take our phones right now, 844-220-0965. We've got the Big O on the line. Oscar wants to weigh in. Oscar, you're on the streets. That's what you do for a living as an Uber driver, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah, so yes, what are your thoughts about the police officers?
Well, you know, Sean, I think you and I might disagree on this. You know, it comes a time in life that you say everything's still the same. The only difference is that it's being seen, it's being filmed. But in my opinion, there is no reason for anybody to die in the hands of the police. We need to stop that. We need to stop that hunger for blood. I don't understand. There's no reason. They got drones, they got vests, they got tanks, they got all the equipment. You don't have to kill anybody to arrest them.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why you think I'm going to disagree with you. I would even agree and go further. If you're a terrible police officer, then you might have to kill somebody. If they're starting to shoot at you and you don't know how to properly use your gun. I mean, think about it. If you were the Michael Jordan of police officers, or the Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, or the LeBron James of police officers, Babe Ruth, like the best of police, wouldn't you say that you could easily just shoot them in the leg or shoot them in a place that they wouldn't die, but it would cripple them? If you were that good all around, then you can technically...
Absolutely.
You could technically get away with never having to kill somebody because you're always armed. You always have the tools and the capabilities. You're the best. So anything less than that, it just seems like, well, you know, you took the easy way out. You didn't want to die and you didn't want to take the risk and you didn't believe that you could get out of the situation without killing somebody. I don't know. I agree with you, Big O. I know you thought I wouldn't agree. I agree with you. Well, listen, Big O, I know you're excited about this next part. We've got Action News coming up and we've got our top five. So Big O, don't go anywhere.
The Sean Clitzner Show.
Thank you, our live studio audience. Thank you so much. They are still 6 feet apart. Don't worry. We are still social distancing here on the Sean Clitzner Show. Thank you for coming back. Now, before the break, I want to wrap this up. We were talking about police officers, not only in your area, but this whole Minneapolis police killing that happened with a civilian who is basically suffocated over what they're saying is police brutality. Well, I think this last one sums it up as far as how our local police are here in Orlando, which I think we're really lucky to have the police officers that we do in Central Florida.
Hey, Sean, this is Jimbo from Melbourne. I love my sheriff, Wayne Ivey. If that was my neighbors, I would want him to do the same dang thing. I'm just sick and tired of these nuisance to societies that don't want to be adults, like he said. You know what? Grow up, be an adult, take responsibility. And, you know, if social media gets it done, get it done.
I just love that he tried to say nuisances in society. That's a tongue twister right there. Hey, listen, it is 35, 36 past the hour. You know what that means. It is time for Action News, bringing you all the news in a way you need to hear it. So let's get into it. Companies in Switzerland are now required to contribute to employees' rent payments if they are expected to work from home. This is real. This is amazing. Wait, something another country is doing that might be beneficial to America? We'll bring that up in 5 years and then fight about it amongst parties, spending billions of dollars just to flex that one political party is smarter than the other. It's all right. We'll get there eventually. It's like the two parties are not allowed to agree on something. Democrats and Republicans. It always happens. Moving on. The CDC warns of an outbreak of aggressive rats that are searching for food during the shutdown. What? Wait, so why was it so easy for them to eat when we weren't on lockdown? Who is feeding the rats? After further research, we found a picture of one of the rats, and it's just Flava Flav. It's true. Whatever happened to Flava Flav?
Yeah, boy.
I guess he's a rat now. The North Korean regime finally admits that Kim Jong-un cannot magically bend space and time. This is real. Because he claimed he could bend time and space. Following rumors about his health, Kim Jong-un made an apparent appearance in a ribbon cutting. This was the proof he cannot bend time and space, because if you saw what he was wearing, ooh, girl, that outfit... Anyone would have went back in time to change that outfit. You know it. Kim Jong, you silly, silly goose. And finally, by the way, I feel so betrayed. I believed he could bend time and space all these years. Finally, SpaceX scrubbed their launch today due to weather restrictions. The launch was aborted at exactly 4:20. We happen to have the audio from that abort. Let's play it. Here it is. What? There was a launch today? I just looked up and saw 420 and realized I'm at work right now. Whoa, wait a minute. You're not an astronaut. You're a bobblehead on my desk. And that does it for Action News. What? It's 420 and we're supposed to go to outer space? I'm flying high. Let's talk about this. SpaceX and NASA, they scrubbed today's historic launch. Were you guys watching? Were you into this? Did you think it was going to happen? I can't believe it. I was so hyped up for this thing. I feel like it was, at the end, it was just all publicity. They knew they weren't going, so they just, it was a whole big stunt by the end, right? Do you feel this way too? That they knew they were going to scrub it just hours before? They knew the weather wasn't right. Maybe they were like, maybe we'll go, but chances are we won't. But clearly they knew they weren't launching at least minutes before they announced it. But they were like, let's just tease these people. We've got them. Just to turn the TV to literally any major network that news is played, you would have seen this. Look, I think they were hamming it up. That's my opinion. If an internet-connected device is your preference at the moment, by the way, and you didn't know about this launch, then you're a deuce. You got to figure this out. It's happening again, they're saying, on Saturday. Just go online, social media, you'll be able to find it. So do you care about this? What are your thoughts as a whole about us exploring space? Good idea? Bad idea? Are they going to find aliens? Because I'm telling you, I spoke to a real-life astronaut, and I asked him about aliens, and he confirmed. He's like, yeah, totally. There are aliens out there. I said, have you ever seen one? And he went, no. Which is exactly what you have to say if you've seen an alien. 100%. Give me your thoughts about this. 844-220-0965. Did you care about this launch? What are your thoughts about exploring outer space? Are you hyped up like I am? I just want to see it. But is it one of those things that you're watching and in the back of your head, you're thinking the Challenger? Isn't that the one that exploded? And you're like, oh my God, is this, it's like a bad car accident you just want to see. Of course, I don't wish this upon anybody. I hope that doesn't happen. But like in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there going, please don't happen. Please don't happen. Why can't I just go and enjoy it? Because we haven't flown to space in like 9 years. So of course, in the back of your head, you're like, oh my God, for the love of God, please just take off. I mean, I think that's why I was more upset it didn't go off today. You know, I was like, then it would just be done. They would have done it. It would have been successful. Now I'm on like pins and needles until Saturday. 844-220-0965. We can get political on this topic as well if you want. Talk about the Trumps. Because I got some news about Eric Trump.
Eric!
That's right. Eric Trump. Which is the only way to say
Eric
Trump. Because around the White House, if Eric comes by, you know Secret Service is like, there's
Eric.
Eric Trump is here. Whoa. What did Eric do? Eric Trump is like, I remember when he first made his first appearance on The Apprentice. I used to watch that show religiously, and Eric Trump was there, and he just was so out of place. And over the years, I guess he got better. They must have given him so many acting lessons for Eric Trump. Anyway, here's what he did today. He tweeted out the best view, quote unquote, this was the best view of the launch, which didn't happen, but a few hours or a few minutes before, he said, this is the best view from Air Force One, as they were all prepping to go in outer space. But he didn't spell Air Force One correctly. He wrote Air Force One, F-O-C-E, forgot the R. Now, look, I know I'm nitpicking here, and I know you're going to get mad at me for nitpicking, but when you're the president's son, like, can the Trumps please just look for the squiggly red line before posting a tweet that says you've spelled the word wrong? Can they proofread their hashtags one extra time, please? All right, let me know your thoughts on Eric Trump or the Trumps or the tweeting or the launch. What do you want to talk about? I'll talk about any of it. I'm obsessed with this launch. Will you watch on Saturday? And more importantly, how long will it take Eric Trump to correct his misspelling? Is it still up there? I got to take a look. 844-220-0965. Air Force One. I just don't understand it. Ronald, what's your take on this whole launching into outer space? I mean, is it important to us? Is it not? Do we care?
Well, we're going to have a Space Force, so I guess it is to someone.
But what is, well, like, the Space Force is such an interesting term that our president created. I mean, he created Space Force. But what is it for? Is it for other countries? Is it so that we have Space Force in case all of a sudden we figure out a way to start creating habitable land in outer space or on other planets?
I think he's been watching too much sci-fi.
Of course. Do we need a Space Force? Or is it for other countries? Or is it just in case, like, Independence Day comes around? And it's like, get your Space Force ready. And then we're all ready. We've got our Space Force. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no worries. We've already prepped for the alien war. We're ready to go. I feel like the president got initiated into office. He was told aliens are real. And then he's like, okay, well, I can't say aliens are real, right? No, Mr. President, you can't tweet it. Okay, Space Force. We're just going to get it up. We're going to be prepped. I think that would be the smartest thing. If I heard of aliens and was in that position of power, boom, Space Force. 844-220-0965. Let's take Bob on the line right now. Hello, Bob.
Sean, you got a good show, but you got to stop that Action News and the stupid mind-reading magic stuff.
First of all, don't ever disgrace my mind-reading. That is a real...
You've been disgraced!
Listen, it is a real power I have. Why would you not want me to share my abilities with the world?
Because it's goofy.
Yeah, but, you know, every...
Fix it!
Everything's a little goofy, Bob. All right? Bob just needs to understand... I sense a lot of tension in Bob. I sense that Bob had a really rough day, you know? And Bob turned over to the Sean Klitzner show. He knew he had a rough day. He knew that this day wasn't like any other day. And he said, you know what? I'm going to turn it over to the Sean Klitzner show, and he's going to make me feel better. And as I start talking, he realized that what was in his heart... What was in your heart, Bob, wasn't... Hold on, I'm sensing tension from work. I'm sensing that you weren't feeling good because of something that happened earlier today, Bob, and that's why you called me. And that's okay. That is okay. I'm sensing that you are the type of person to order vanilla and only vanilla when going to an ice cream store. I got that one right. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're not into other flavors. When you listen to programming, you just want vanilla. You like your news programs and talk shows like you like your ice cream. Vanilla. And that's okay, Bob. Thank you for sharing that with me tonight, Bob. All right, we're going to take another call. I'm predicting another call is coming in right now. 844-220-0965. Let's go with Alejandro. Alejandro, how are you?
How do you know that? Good, you.
Okay. Because I have the gift, Alejandro. I have the gift.
That's good. That's good. I love it. I know Bob doesn't understand it, but it's fine.
He doesn't get it. Right, Alejandro? You get it. You're a guy who gets it, right?
Yeah. Okay. I love the idea about the Space Force. I would do the same if I'm in that position. But they just made it because the Air Force was controlling all the happiness space. So that's why they need like another wing. That's what happened.
A Space Force wing? I don't think that's it, man. No. I think there's stuff we don't know about, and that's why Space Force started. Think about
it. The Air Force control everything. Well, that's true. You're right.
Like, why do we need to control what happens in outer space? Like, how ridiculous. Like, this is what I love about, I rip on Trump all the time. I rip on the Democrats for the stupid things they do. But I ripped on him for Space Force. But the thing is, like, we all found this to be a joke. If you didn't find it to be a joke, then you're one of those people that when Trump opens his mouth, you open your mouth and just want his words to just go through you so you can just ingest everything he says. But, I heard that and I'm like, that's ridiculous. So we need a Space Force for the space fight? That sounds so stupid, right?
But it's not all the space. Well, that sounds stupid. Like that, yes, 100%, I agree. But the thing is that the Air Force is controlling all the GPS, everything that happened, all the
so what's Space images Force? They take. What's and the Space Force for?
I mean, just to have like a different wing that controls all everything, like it's in orbit. I mean, that's what they tell you.
No, things that in
mean orbit. That's what actually why.
That's the Air Force for the things in orbit, for the things right outside.
Yeah, but there's no air. There's no air on orbit. It's
all right. I think Space Force, I think we got to look into this deeper. I think originally we hear about Space Force, we think, what a joke, what an idiot. But I think Trump knows something that he's not able to share with us. You know? I truly believe that, Alejandro. Trump knows something he's not sharing with us, and he just goes, you know what? We're going to be ahead of the game. We're going to start this Space Force, and 50 years from now, the entire world is going to look at me and thank me.
Well, I mean, I could, like, believe you, but you have to tell me how you feel that. If you feel that, and you really, like, when Trump said that, and you, if you feel that, and you have kind of like a that, like, feeling, if you feel it, then I agree with you.
What? Wait, hold on. You're going based off of my feelings? That's so
sweet. Yeah. I trust you.
Aw, that's so sweet. Aw. Thank you so much. All right.
No problem. Thank you for your show.
I love you, buddy. Have a good night.
We love you, too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. He based it off of my feelings. Well, if you feel that in your heart, Sean, I feel that. No, that's the problem, Alejandro. I don't want you to agree with me because I feel that way. That's the problem with people. We are diehard fans of somebody, and then whatever they say, we fall on the sword for them. We just got to be realistic about everything, you know? Like, even in a marriage, think about it. You're married to somebody. You're not just going to agree with absolutely everything. Now, yeah, you're going to meet them halfway because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to see each other's points. But if you genuinely don't want, you know, for your wife to put on a strap-on, you're going to say, whoa, easy. I don't want you to put on a strap-on, all right? You're gonna share your opinion at that point, all right? You're going to go, whoa, 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 easy. And then she'll sneak up on you and whoop, ba-boing. And you'll go, okay, it wasn't that bad.
The Sean Klitzner Show.
Thank you. Hello and welcome back to the Sean Klitzner Show. We had good discussion tonight, all right? We talked about police officers. There's the case of a brutality. We talked about local police here and how we think they are great. Not everybody agrees with that, though. Some people don't agree with our police officers. And we talked about SpaceX and the launch today and how it was canned until Saturday. We also got a caller, Bob, and Bob wasn't pleased with a couple of our bits that we do, but we did have a rebuttal from the Big O.
Hey, Sean, this is the Big O back at you again. Listen, Bob the Knob has no idea what he's talking about. There's nothing wrong with your psychic abilities.
Thank you.
I think they're great.
Thank you.
And the Sean, I think it's great too. What's wrong with Bob the Knob? Let's name him Bob the Knob.
Ugh, Bob the Knob. You're right. Bob the Knob doesn't know what he's talking about. And I knew you'd call in and support me on this, Big O. I just had that that energy, that feeling. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, here's another open mic that came in.
You know, as a local Titusvillian, even though they didn't launch today, it was really awesome seeing all the support that came out. I imagine about 100,000 people were out there today, and no one was wearing a mask. Everyone's over this coronavirus thing.
Pause it right there. What do you mean everyone's over the coronavirus? You can't be over the coronavirus. It's still out there. You got to be careful.
What a great excuse to get out. And it's time to get back to space. Let's harness humanity for the good and get back to the stars where we belong.
What do you mean? Only an alien would say that. You're an alien. All right, finally, this open mic came in specifically talking about our local police here. One of our listeners does not agree that police are just squeaky clean. They think that they bend the law a little bit.
Hey, Sean, it seems to me that the police here in Orlando have this feeling that their job includes exclusive immunity from everything.
Well, from a lot of things.
I watch them break the law every day, whether it's running red lights just so they can get to Wawa or, you know, speeding down the road and they're not on a call. I guess little things lead up to big things. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I guess, you know, some of that stuff just seems a little harmless and it doesn't bother me. But then again, who knows? Maybe in due time, I'll just be so angered by this. Anyway, hey, we are closing up the show, which I love to close off with our top five. So let's get into it here. These are our top five open mics left on the News 96.5 app. So we have an app, of course, and you leave us open mics. We get thousands every day, and I scrub through them. They're quick. They're easy. I scrub through them. I listen to them. I pick out my favorite five, and I'd love to share them with you tonight on the show. So here we go. This is number five.
Hey, guys, I need my movie theater popcorn. I don't care if it's the worst movie in the world. I need my movie theater popcorn.
Yeah, I get it, man. I get it. Got to get that movie theater popcorn. That movie theater corn, son. Actually, my wife, she bought this kit online that teaches you how to make movie theater popcorn. It's a kit that includes everything that they actually use, and it tastes just like movie theater popcorn. And we don't like that. We like to go out to the movies. I'm sure you do, too. That's part of the excuse. You go out to the movies for the experience. But, man, we've been in quarantine. We just needed our corn, so we got it. All right, here we go. Number four of our top five open mics. No idea. No idea why. But somebody was bored. They wanted to give us that.
I know what that is.
Yeah, what was that?
That is the theme for...
I Dream of Jeannie.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, but why?
It was shot on the Space Coast. So that guy was whistling, waiting for the launch.
Wow. Easter egg, baby.
Yeah,
Easter
you see
egg.
That?
Thank you.
There's I Dream of Jeannie Boulevard over there.
Wow. Do we have an applause for you? Good job. Yeah, yeah. You deserve an applause. Very golf clappy. All right, here we go. Number three.
So if we keep having hurricanes that start before hurricane season,
then
coming. Maybe hurricane season doesn't start soon enough.
Oh, my goodness. That blew my mind. All right, here we go. Number two of our top five. Number two.
You always go like, here we go for number one.
Here we go, number two.
Two people who try to predict Florida weather, Yankees and fools.
Yeah, you can't predict the Florida weather. That's why we didn't get it. We didn't get our launch today. I'm pissed about that. Hey, should we do our number one? Here we go, number one. I love this. This, you're going to love as well. This guy comes with his own sound effects that he makes with his mouth.
Chick-fil-A all the way.
There we go. That's our top five open mics. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Ronald, good show tonight. Have a good one. Are we good? You good? I love you, buddy. All right. Hey, Orlando, thank you for joining me each and every weeknight, 10 o'clock p.m. I love you with the bottom of my heart, and I will see you all tomorrow night.
The Sean Clitzner Show.